This recording, California 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was like a veterinary nurse who was working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area, much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. She put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only see that in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goat began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made it an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was like an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, and it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and giving her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned her that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Santa Monica, California. When I was a kid, my parents, both of which are 4 generations in Los Angeles. My mom is actually a little bit older in a generation. She's part of American Indian from Los Angeles Basin. When I was a kid, moved to Canoga Park. And then I went to high school in Chatsworth, which is West Valley. But I've always retained my passion for the beach, Santa Monica and Venice. My cousins were always surfers. My family has always been involved in surfing, skateboarding. My cousins actually starting with, amongst other people, Dogtown in Venice, California. I used to work at Venice off Windward, where I sold clothes for my uncle, and weird things were even happening then. My grandma had like the first female-owned nursery in, I think, Los Angeles, I'm pretty sure. And my grandfather owned a piece of the mountain where this radio tower is on. So it's basically pretty rooted in Los Angeles. Lots of change. I just kind of wish it was a small town because a lot of people come and go here. A lot of people look for stars they can't catch, and then they kind of end up here. It'd be kind of nice to have more of an idea of a hometown for Los Angeles. And that's my idea. because most of my friends have moved away.